Two shittas of betochen. The one is that if a person has betochen, Hashem will help him even though he's undeserving. And the other shit is no. Betochen means that whatever comes upon me, I'm a kabel ba'ava. Shittas Rashi, and we explained why it is that a person, just because he has betochen, he gets to Yeshua even though he's not worthy, is because since you're relying on Hashem to help you, Hashem has to help you. No one else can help you. So the most little kid is jumping off the cupboard, knowing that his father's going to catch him. So since he knows his father's going to catch him, so the father has to catch him. Father can't let his son land on the floor. The father has rachmanis for the son. Now the kuf samach vav, we want to start today, is he asked the following question. Why is it not explained to us exactly? Why does the Rambam come out and say, here's the definition of betochen, the Mishnah, give me tamu betochen, why all these discussions, then where and how and whatever? Ein sofek, shemadregas betochen lefi hashita ha-shnia, nechsheves lemadregas chasidus gavur yaisa. There's no doubt that the level, the second level of betochen, is a much higher saintly level of betochen. If you stand at a crossroads and he asks himself a question, how am I supposed to conduct myself from Isa? We have two levels of betochen in front of us. What am I supposed to do? My derech betochen and Yeshus memenu. What does Hashem want from me? Forget about the Chayvus Halavos and the Rashi. What does Hashem want from me? And it's wondrous that this subject, which goes to the most basic fundamental foundation of our religion, there's nowhere in Chazal that tells you bijuk how to conduct yourself. You don't find it. There's all these different approaches flying around. Everything else, Chazal tell us bijuk, you know, how to tie your shoelaces, how to get up in the morning, how to get up at night, what to say, what to say. There's not a word. Betochen, the most important subject. Do whatever you want. Just tell him. The Sefer Meshech Chochma, al apostle kupor to Dabek, and you shall surely cleave to Hashem, it says, his akev al shayla zu v'yeshev oysa v'zeli shoyna. He asks this kasha, and he gives the following terence, wondrous terence. Amlam l'dayti, says, I have according to me, my das, he meets the practice. Cheleles kol ein shei ha'uma, kol echad v'fi alchoy. This is a very individual mitzvah that includes all the peoples of the nation, each one according to his level. That's why we only find in the Torah hints to this. We don't see anything explicit. I don't know what this reference to Yirmiyahu is, but in Tehillim, David refers to it all the time. Vashem betach, Yisrael betach Vashem, v'yosh v'yishai oime betachti Vashem adayad, v'ainim kiyesh betochen moisiri, ke betochen ha'ama betach v'hamelech sheidayeg l'mechusorim. A traditional betochen. It's a basic betochen, and everybody looks to the king for whatever they need, right? Yeah. Basic betochen, general, let's say a general betochen. And then there's a specific betochen, a natural, internal betochen. There's a natural betochen that he's talking about and about him. There's a stronger betochen to betochen. Oh, sorry. I'm getting muddled down here. First of all, there's a betochen, a traditional betochen, just in the king. Then there's a natural betochen of a wife that looks to her husband. Then there's a deeper, stronger betochen of a son that looks to his father, who's the melech. Call Eli and Elim Nitzavu Etzel Hashem Yisparach. Whom of Kainu Avinu Im Kainu Yoshiehu. Hashem is our father, he's our mother. We trust in Hashem with all these natural trust that you have for a king and a father and a husband. כי השם גובות מנברויו להכין להם כל פעם וצורכם להגן עליהם מהמדב וחילי והעדר עניונים הנדושים. And one of the causes, the reason why we have Imuna, is because we know that Hashem is concerned with His creations, He keeps His creations, and He provides them and looks after them and protects them from all the negative things. And He feels more for them than man feels for Him. Says, in all our tzar, Hashem et tzar. We don't say it about man and Hashem, and all Hashem's tzar, we... No, in all our tzar, Hashem's with us. And He is all powerful, eternal, all powerful, and the real Balei Yecholus. Ve'yadua kol makara v'metzvayna v'alilo yifnei Adam. And He knows all the happenings and yearnings and desires of men. Im kainu choshesh letavosim yoysim mehem al atzman. He is more concerned about them than they are for themselves. He cares more about us than we even care about ourselves. Im kain haloi ye Adam yoysim potach v'sholof v'sheket. That's why a person can sit completely tranquil and calm, knowing that Hashem is taking care of him. And he doesn't do anything else that he doesn't need to do, except what Hashem told him to do. Simple. Hashem puts you in the world, like a father takes a baby, and he does, and he looks after and takes care of the baby, and the baby can't live one day without the father, and the father takes care of him, and all the baby has to do is chill and relax, and take it easy, and enjoy the journey, and just do what his father tells him. Simple. No, that's it. Why is that so complicated? That's what Hashem says. And that's it. He's driving the boat. Just don't blow up the boat, that's all. Play nicely in the cabin and don't mess up the wall. That's all. That's what Hashem says about him. Do so. I bless your beautiful world, so do me one favor. Don't destroy my world. Whoever you want. I'm flying this plane. You just don't burn the cabin. That's it. As the famous Talmudus explains in Shara B'Tochen. V'zeh ha'inyan nikra ubor tadabek. That's the Indian, the sugya of what's called ubor tadabek. And you shall cleave, surely cleave. Shekivet shi'itzar adam shu dovek las gocha al yoyinim Hashem yitzbarach. Since a person understands he's created in a situation where he's cleaving to the upper hashgocha from Hashem. From Agish Hashem yitzbarach, shmoyit. And he knows that Hashem cares about him more than he cares about himself. And Hashem wants us to be more successful. Even we want to be successful. Hashem is much more worried about us getting to Olam Haba than we are. Because also the key adati is makayvav ubagadis gracious. Then the person will be completely trustworthy and relaxed and not worry about anything. What's called veikus? I don't know that Hashem is bigger than me and he can do more than me and he's taking care of me all the time. So what am I going to do? More than Hashem? I can't do more than Hashem. Hashem says you're going to daven. So daven. No, I'm going to leave davening with this because I've got a business meeting. Why? You're going to make more panasa than Hashem's going to make for you. Hashem knows what you need. Hashem knows what panasa needs are. And he's more concerned about getting panasa than you're having about panasa. Hashem says daven. So daven. Why are you going off the deals in the middle of davening? Because you think you can do more than Hashem. Ah, you can do more than Hashem. So then, there's a problem. Yeah? Sorry. The heen mitzvah koilelis to the chinas the ad kan the shoyin. And this mitzvah is going to be very different according to every different person. Because every different person is different. And his focus on Hashem is going to be different. So why, as you want to tell us, Chazal should come along and tell you, this is betochen. There's a basic betochen here, what he just said now. How each person enacts and lives his life with that betochen, it's the same on the individual. We'll get there. Hadveikas hi kesha ishi meyuchari makosh bochu. So what is Hadveikas? It's a personal relationship with a person there with Hashem. Beer Dvorov, let's not understand this. Mitzvah Batochen hi be'etzim kesha dveikas amitim aboyot. What is Mitzvah Batochen? It's the cleaving in a genuine way with Hashem. When in the Yeh, it says, Ha'ir midyeh kol shovel kol echot. You can't tell each person how big you have a relationship with somebody else. Come in marriage. You'll see. You can't in marriage tell somebody big you can't have a relationship. Give some general principles and go off and you'll learn how to dance depending on who you are and who she is. כל אחד לפעמים דאג הדילאי ושיעור הדילאי לפי צריך לטוח למצרי את דאג עצמי כזה דבר כי דאג עצמי כזה כל יהיה יכול לטוח בו
In person has to go and work out for himself what he's holding, what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are, what his relationships look like. It's not both like with Hashem, it's not going to look like anyone else's relationship with Hashem.
So you can't give instructions. The truth is we won't give an instruction.
Our time and we won't give an biduk instruction. When you and your mother's tummy, and the Malach taught you the whole Torah, he gave you Torah that's specifically your unique Torah. But not giving you the whole Torah that everybody gets. He gave you your unique Torah. So we have also in ourselves the Torah that enables us to know how we have to relate to Hashem. But no one else can tell you that. That's something that you've got personally. I can tell you how to put up tzvini, yeah? Hilchot tzvini. You know, put a gas, a set, whatever, da 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 da. Then anyone can tell you how to do. But how do you put on tefillin? Your unique connection to Hashem and putting on tefillin? No one else is going to put on tefillin like you put on tefillin. Because my tefillin and your tefillin are not the same tefillin. And my connection to Hashem is not the same connection. And my Oynik Shabbos and your Oynik Shabbos are not the same Oynik Shabbos. Etc., etc., etc. The Yetzer deal. Explain this more. Given the case that Zveikus Shulani Boyle Kol Olamim, since this relationship of Zveikus that we have with the Creator of all the worlds, Nimshal the Ish V'Isha, the motion of this is the man and the wife. In came to Shem Shel Anuchu La'Adrich B'nei Zug. Since in the same way you call a Madrich teach trade a couple, Va'ifan Ufaret Ma'alem La'Adrich K'deli Zveikus the case of Zveikus B'nei. What do you have to do specifically to build a relationship? You can't teach a couple that. You can give them basic klalim, yeah? Things you don't do, the things you do. Do buy your flowers on Erev Shabbos. My wife hates flowers. Don't buy your flowers on Erev Shabbos. What are you going to do? Buy your wife flowers. No, she likes red flowers. Then you get basic klalim, yeah? If she likes chocolate, buy her chocolate. If she's on diet, don't buy her chocolate. You know what I mean? It's aimed at another source. You have to learn how to dance this one yourself. The same thing that I just said that the name is the case of the name. The Michael in so beyond him rock at the Klalim. The Yaitim ka promise in that Zichim the Yetzer Pirut Eilu Eile Izeile Rebuilti Maisi. To try and give them more and more details, you're actually making it worse for them. Because then they're trying to act out what you think is important, and it may not be shaykh to them. So you're causing them to be mikshov. Umisha Eilu Chochum, a man who died to the poilus, if he doesn't have his own seichel to understand how to apply these principles, he's not going to be able to apply the principles properly. Because they're not to tell him anything. Each true relationship with Hashem you cannot give over in a detailed way. Each Jew is Hashem's personal bride. And therefore it's impossible to tell him how to conduct himself. The relationship that a person has with the Creator of the universe is personal and private and detailed. Therefore a person has to be humble in the sugar of discovering who he is and what his relationship and what his level of the tochen is with Hashem. How did that do that? You need a Rebbe to help you do that, by the way. But the Rebbe is not there to tell you what to do. It's there to help you find it for yourself. That's what you need a Rebbe for. Kolanema repeats Svarim, the Sefer, the Sufis HaBetochen. Everything that's said in all the Svarim, and you can read here, I mean, that doesn't the Svarim about Betochen. You know what it's like? You go into the pharmacy and it's full of medicine. person who takes the medicine.
You don't know which medicines for which guy and when and how much to take it, when to take it, and what's possible.
Alachayla lekabel is a tufa matimalon. The sick guy's going to get the medicine that's for him. Kol yedi yoel amalim. Lekol echad yesh nisoynes misug acher. Every Jew is a full world, a complete universe. Each one has his own particular challenges. Lo reizeh kereizeh. This one's not like this one. Lekol echad maidedim v'masharim v'diktuk nifleis kol ha'yusurim ha'ibim alav. Each Jew, of course, all who works out in the most exacting, wondrous way, bidyuk what he needs. All the worries and all the things that bother his manucha and all the things that, you know, I want to go this way and everything's going to be fine. As soon as I take care of this, everything's going to be cool. I'll be able to sit and learn without any problems. And along comes, boom, another problem. All the diyek is exactly what a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to test us. He actually takes klal hashov lekol nefesh kol echad lefi dargos v'tzarech lekapes ez ha-betochen amur lo. You've got to go find the prescription that's good for you. You've got a headache, you don't take a pill for sore toes. I don't know who you are, what medicine, and not the same dosage, and not, yeah. This is very bad, I mean, this is possible, right?
I mean, this is...
It's a shame the theory is possible, and my theory is hard.
Theoretically, this is obvious, everybody knows this.
To go do this,
that's what life's about. That's what you've got 120 years for.
Zu advaikus b'Hashem Yisbarach, v'dekfusa ha'yudin imtzay m'Hashem Yisbarach levadoi. In this sugya, a Jew is left alone with Hashem. This is a cheder yichud. We're in solitary confinement with Hashem. The yichud mashmus el yais levad. What's yichud mean? What's the halacha of yichud? Yichud. The couple has to be alone. The law goyim zar. No external influences. Ach, because so is nit ein leime kibayf and klali yishni sug betochen adesh davke bedoreinu kufish neval alam.
Having said all this, we're going to say that there's a unique kind of betochen in a klali kind of approach that this generation specifically needs. And that's what we're going to discuss now. What betochen this generation that's going to greet Mashiach specifically, what kind of betochen we need. Within that, you're going to have to discover your own individual personal path. But we can give klali. So let's go further and try to understand the klali. We've covered a lot of ground in a very short amount of time, just because the concept is very positive. Don't think the concept's positive. You have to go over this page again and again and again, both in the sefer and in your life. Just when you think you've worked out some reasonable relationship with Hashem, where you've worked out what your stress points are, and where you can rely on Hashem, where you can't, and everything's going nicely, Hashem moves the goalposts. And then you've got to start learning the whole sugya again. It doesn't stand still for too long. Yeah? Imagine you have nevuah. The first thing you do today when you have nevuah is go to Sakata. Okay? Anybody here has nevuah, please go to Sakata or come to me, I'll help you find a Sakata, right? The first thing you got to get out of your head, you're not a prophet. So if you start having nevuah experiences, get help fast. Okay? But let's imagine that you would have a nevuah experience, right? And you would know for sure that it was a genuine Nebuah experience. Why Malanu Kalan? Hashem says like this. I can run your life in two ways, gentlemen. Harishayna im tiftachoy bi b'emes. The kabla kol asher tzachav patzoy. Panos, v'briyaz, oish, akovid, yeladim, tzadikim, kamoish rabbeinu, v'ashirim, kakorach. You want this? I'll give it to you. No worries about Samasa. No worries about your children. Health, wealth, happiness, whatever you want, it's all yours. You take it? Well, let's just look at that option. See? Sounds good, no? How do you have to wake up every morning? Don't have to worry about how you're going to put food on the table. How you're going to support the yeshiva. How you're going to support your children getting married. You wake up every morning, you don't have to worry about phoning your sons or yeshiva because they're phoning you. Tell you what a tzaddik you've got. Because of his way to bring the God of the door. Yeah? Shidduchim, what's the problem? The 25 folks here today wanted to marry your daughter. And he was better than the next. Sounds smart, huh? Tempting.
Deal with the devil.
Okay.
Ulam Apiderek Zeh.
What's the pass?
Nachem Achraim Lachaya Netzach Shelechem. You're responsible for your Ulam Abba. I'm giving you everything you need in this world. You take responsibility for the next world. ובאינן תחיית המייסים אלו לי יש שיזברה כי קיבלתם כבר כל מה שרציתם כאן ומיד לא נעשה לכם מובה. You may discover תחיית המייסים that everything you got in this world was what you're going to get in the next world and you've used it all up. Nothing left. It may not be that way. If you handle yourself from this world you might call the Gavaldi Salam Abba. But you're going to have to do it on your own. No one's helping you. That, by the way, is Aesop. That's what Aesop got. Aesop got all the blockers in this world.
הדרך השנייה היא שאדם כאילו יעצו את אינו וילך כסומה אחרי השם.
The other part is, Hashem says to you in this Nebuah, you close your eyes, and you just do whatever, you just come with me. You come with me. What's going to be? It's going to be like it is. You're not going to know anything.
פעמים רבו יהיה לו ניסיון את קשה.
You're going to have difficult tests. The law Yovin is Derech Hashem. You're not going to understand what I'm doing to you, Hashem says.
The cave law is going to be painful. Ulam Hashem Achrei LeNetzach Sheloi.
But Hashem takes responsibility for your Ulam Abba. Who's the estate agent who's going to make sure you get a good chenek of Ulam Abba? Hashem's going to take care of that.
Mekiven Shu Kibbel Es Hashem Boilam Hazeh Bli Pikpuk.
Since he accepts Hashem in this world without any connection, Hashem is now going to take care of his eternal world. So you're going to go to this temporary world, not exactly knowing what's going on, getting bounced and battered and confused and whatever. But you know that the Olam Haba, Hashem's the guy that he's the Kabbalah, he's building Olam Haba. Or you can have whatever you want in this world. Everything goes smoothly. But in Olam Haba, you're going to have to build your own home, and you may not have the tailings to do it when you get there, because you might have used it all up already.
So which one do you choose? Don't tell me.
What do you choose? So we know what Yaakov chose, we know what Esau chose.
Ain't so picky, Gulano, Ainu, Bochim, but then Hashem, everyone chooses the second part.
Because
it wasn't offered to you.
It wasn't offered. Hashem gave you two choices. Hashem gave you two choices. Yeah. Either the first choice or the second choice. You can't have your there isn't another choice. What would you want? Oh, without any worries and whatever. You can have that, but then do you take care of your Olam Haba?
I'm doing when I go and I have my big house and Shabbos and I marry off my
That might be the second shlub what Hashem gives you. Your nishoy will be how you use your wealth then. Or your nishoy might be how you use your poverty. And that depends on Hashem, but you whatever you get, you're going to have to just accept. You're not going to be able to ask, like you're asking, why can't I have fun not to answer the epic study? Hashem says, because that's not right now I want you to suffer a bit. Why? Not those questions. Know that what I'm doing is for your best. Why can't it be like that if it appears now you're off? Yeah? Let's look.
Since you've got five options that need to do the exact same thing in this world.
You may not though. Well, in the first part, everything's going well, so you may not be davening like you would normally daven if you didn't have panosa.
You need to daven the same way you daven.
You need to, but who says you would? Are you prepared to guarantee that you will? Hashem says in the second way, I guarantee you'll do everything you need to do. I'll make sure you daven properly. I'll make sure that everything. I'll make sure that you'll get the Ramayim will be 100%.
It's
very hard in the second way to mess up. In the first way, you can mess up terribly. Because Hashem's not squeezing out of you the best. Hashem's saying, you have what you want, because you know what's best for you. You now use what I'm giving you to build your Olam Haba. Who can say that I have all these other Olam Haba? Who knows what's good for me? To me right now, the best thing for me is not that panasa. Hashem says, give me panasa, give me panasa. By the way, if the world would look like that, the world would cease to exist. You have to know, just by the way, theoretically speaking, the thinker speaks about this often. If you would have a situation where everything in the world went like that, the world would cease to exist. Because people would stop davening. Remember, the world can't survive without Torah, can't survive without Tefillah. If everybody had what they want, no one would daven. It's possible.
you think you would? Don't fool yourself. You daven much better when you don't know what you're going to put on the table for supper today than when you know what you're going to put on the table. Your ma'ariv, when you're going to ma'ariv and you don't know how you're going to give your kids bread for school tomorrow, like one of the slides, is a different ma'ariv to when you've got $50 million in the bank. Different ma'ariv. So how do you know what you need? And then said, I know what you need. I'll give you, but you've got what you need. In the first way, you're going to look at what you need, and Hashem will give you whatever you think you need. Two different worlds. Now let's just finish off here. Mihu ze shiyaz la'ayla shabaytik, who would that amai yebem estoyba muru, that it's a chesochim? Who would be so chutzpidik to think that I know what I need in order to get the best olam haba? Rak hafkodesh karolaynu b'yad Hashem hu aderech haroyim. Only to put your life in the hands of Hashem is the only tricking way. In Tanan Abdin Kidasa Kol Matzkim, the Shittas Rashi. Everybody agrees that Shittas Rashi, Zu derech habatochen atelu yoysa, is the best betochen. V'derech zu ein tafkidu shal Adam lis akesh, ad shikibel es mevukshoy. The person doesn't have to stand on his place until he gets what he wants. Chumya Margo. I stand in the circle, I'm not coming up until you give me what I want. But your mother knew what was good for you. We don't. Elehu Yechel HaKamel, it's called up all of me, Yad Hashem, the Knimus, Sharei Raku Yodeh, Mahi Tovos Amitis. Whatever Hashem does for us, we know is best for us, we accept it with a smile. And as we said before, a person looks like this, you have nothing to worry about. Walk through life with a smile, happy, chill, relaxed. Why aren't we? Okay, that's the kasha you have to find out. You've got to get very much in touch with the fact that knowing it theoretically and knowing it to be true and giving up your life for it if this is true, we still don't live like this. We walk around with worries and what's going to be and what will be and I wanted this and I never got it and that's terrible and tuck, 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 tuck. We walk around for schwarz, miserable. Knowing that everything Hashem does is good and it's wonderful and fantastic. Something not thinking too well yet. All right.